Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, October 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Looking at national polls, averages, different things happening here in the state of Michigan. Michigan is in play. I have never seen this many presidential stops ever in my life. Both parties, Republican and Democrat candidate, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, their surrogates. I think J.D. Vance actually has a house in Michigan because he's been here so much. It's amazing the number of times they've been here, the number of times they are going to be here over the next 2.5 weeks. Now, one of the things that you have to understand is the process. The process in how this is playing out. Most of the time, voters don't really start paying attention until the last 2.5-3 weeks of a campaign. We are in it. We are there. It's finally coming to fruition. It's here. Now, in that process, what can you do? Well, for one, you listen to this show. You get information. You get informed. You get engaged. You text me PEGS. I send you a video. You text me 10X. I send you a website to go to sign up, to search for people. You do this. Other people don't have any idea of anything that we're talking about. They've never heard the PAGS video. They've never seen the website, 10xvotes.com. They don't know how to search for people. They don't know how to do that. You do. Now, I need you to be a storyteller. You need to share information that you learn from this show with others and get them to do the same thing. For example, our beef farmer, Cliff Tellini, County Commissioner in Presque Isle County. He's part of the slate of Republicans running. If you want the slate card for Presque Isle, text me PI, I'll send it to you. Now, he said that he took that PAGS video and he forwarded it to over 200 people in his phone list. 200 people. Others have shared it with many of their friends. I can't get into all of the text messages. They're all over the place. But you need to share this information just like Cliff Tellini has done. I got another one earlier. I forget who it was. Said that they got that video from me yesterday. They sent it out to all of their family and friends they had in their phone. Jeff said, I thought Brett Baer held Kamala to the fire in that interview yesterday. It's so obvious she can't handle any responsibility, deflects everything towards Trump. Exactly my takeaway. Exactly my takeaway. Every single time he pressed her on an answer. See, this is what you have to understand in the process. When he asked for an answer to a specific question, he then expected a direct answer to a direct question. When she kept referring to Donald Trump and how she would be different than him on that particular issue. That's all fine and good, but you didn't answer my question. And the thing of it is, a couple of questions, like I said, were very simple. They were yes or no. They were a number question. Since your administration, how many illegal migrants have come into the country? Is it 1 million, 3 million, 6 million, 10 million, 20 million? Give me a number. She refused to do it. She kept saying the immigration border situation is broken and we need to fix it. Well, Joe Biden made you the border czar 1 month into your administration. If it's broken and it needed to be fixed, why haven't you fixed it yet? You've had 3.5 years to do it. He pressed her on the money. These migrants have been set up with cell phones, food stamps, rental assistance, health care, and education for their children, among many other. Brett Baer said it. He listed it right there in the interview. If you haven't seen it, look it up. The point of the matter is she refused to answer the question. She refused to answer the question. Now, why is it, how is it, all of a sudden she's running for president, gets elected to be president, and now all of a sudden things are going to be different in her administration? Her answer, I'm not Joe Biden. And I'm definitely not Donald Trump. Well, guess what? That is deflection. That is not an answer to the question. And then lastly, this point that came across was huge, glaring, absolutely unbelievable, over the top. She said that all the things that she had said previously, she no longer believes. However, she kind of cushioned it with this. I have my values and I have my principles. Those haven't changed. My policies have changed. Right. Your policies have changed because you're running for president and you want people to vote for you on November 5th. But if her values and her principles are the same, if they are the same, what is she going to do with her policies if she gets elected? Well, now that I'm in, I'll do what I want to do. It's that simple. Bottom line, it's that simple. Now, the other thing that you have to look at, besides that video I just played about momentum and undercutting the polling data, watch the size of these rallies, whether or not they'll actively, correctly, I should say, reflect the real attendance. I don't know. I don't know if the news media will cover it. How many people in Detroit do you think are going to take the time to come and see Barack Obama coming to Detroit, supporting Kamala Harris's campaign, compared to the number of people that will go to the Trump rally? Because ultimately, that right there is an indicator. And they know it. They know it's an indicator. That's why they don't show the entire crowds that are at a Trump rally. I've been to Trump rallies. I've been to them all over the place. Unbelievable numbers of people, not only inside the building, but many of them outside the building, watching on jumbotrons, big screen TVs. Back in the day, 2020, Biden had 12 people at a rally in Detroit. Literally, chairs spaced 6 feet apart with painted circles on the ground, and a handful of people there. There was actually more media there than there were attendees. But yet he won. Right. I get it. Yep. Sure. Sure he did. But now they're saying that Donald Trump, for the first time in a long time, could end up winning the popular vote over Kamala Harris. Now, see, this will absolutely destroy Robert Reich's video about abolishing the Electoral College. He, in that video, claimed that two times in most recent history, in this century, two Republican presidents won the White House after losing the popular vote. George W. Bush against Al Gore back in 2000, and then Donald Trump beating Hillary Clinton in 2016. Won the White House because of the Electoral College. Well, based on the numbers, based on the polling, this is going to be an Electoral College landslide. Because the battleground states are now trending and have momentum for Trump. What will that do to the down ballot ticket? Probably guarantee Mike Rogers defeats Alisa Slotkin. Why do you think two super PACs have just committed $30 million in TV ads here in Michigan for Mike Rogers? I can guarantee you that during the playoffs of Major League Baseball, college football games, NFL, national football games, National Football League, the pro games on TV, Thursday night football, Monday night football, Sunday night football, Sunday afternoon, these ads are going to be pounding your TV screen. Regular shows you might enjoy. Vicky and I are currently watching The Voice. We love the coaches they got for this year. We're having fun watching. It's entertaining. Commercials during the break. $30 million for Rogers alone. Slotkin is looking at spending $24 million. And again, look at the pay for a U.S. senator. How much money is going to be put into this race for a position that pays roughly $170,000 a year? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But it comes down to power in Washington, D.C. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this second hour. I want to remind you this segment is actually sponsored by Epoxy Pro. They are wrapping up their 2024 season for garage floors, concrete floors in barnominiums, or any other utility, outdoor utility buildings that you have. They're going to be running commercials and doing the work, the professional installation of these epoxy floor systems through the end of this month. The weather then will start to change unless you have the ability to heat the building, keep it ambient temperature above 60 degrees. They're no longer going to be able to do your floors until next year. So if you're interested, you can do it yourself. You can go to the website, epoxypro.com. You can look at the various materials. You can watch some videos to see how to do it. Save a ton of money. Do it yourself. Or you can have them professionally install it. So text me EP for Epoxy Pro, and I'll send you the information. You get a hold of them. Call them. Go to the website, epoxypro.com. Learn about it. Take care of your concrete floors once and done. You apply this product, that floor is permanently sealed, dust-free, easy to clean. They have grit that you can actually put in the epoxy to make it non-slip. If you do solid colors, very simple to find parts or whatever it is you're looking for on the ground. You can see it. It's a phenomenal product. It lasts forever, once and done. You apply this to your concrete floors, you're never having to clean up or deal with them ever again. So text me EP and I'll send you the information. Now, one of the other parts of this discussion today, based on polling data, based on momentum, based on information that you get from this show and how you're able to share it with others. Hate to tell you this, but it comes down to text messaging. You got an old flip phone, you can't text message? Well, then this doesn't apply to you. You need to get a new phone. Go see Bob over at Great Lakes Phone and Computer in Petoskey and get a really good deal on a brand new cell phone. You can then become part of this radio family, part of the text messaging network that we are a part of. You send somebody a text, you give them a call, you follow up, you send them a video, you send them a screenshot of candidates to vote for, Very, very simple, very easy to do. If you don't know how to do it, all you got to do is call me after the show and I can walk you through it. Very simple. One of the other text messages I got is the fact that the people that are looking to be poll challengers. For example, Patriot Pat, I'm booked for the midnight shift on November 5th in Detroit. Anybody out there want to partner up with him? He's willing to carpool, whatever. I'm not really sure yet what I'm going to do. I'm not sure whether I'm going to go to Detroit and be a part of that again, or whether I'm going to stay home here in Antrim County on election night. Not really sure yet what I'm going to do. But if you're interested, if you want to partner up with Pat, you want to talk to him, just text me Pat, P-A-T. I'll send you his contact information, and you guys can possibly hook up. Pat, if you're listening, who did you get training from to be a poll challenger, a poll watcher in Detroit? Who are you affiliated with? Who did you get your training through? Who are you basically getting your credentials from? Text me back that information. I'll share it with the audience. We, back in the day, Vicky and I went through election integrity. So one of the things you have to understand is the process. You can do it at your local township, city, or village. You have the right to be there to witness what goes on. I highly recommend you do it. When the polls close at 8 o'clock, you're inside the building. You're there observing. You get to see how they shut down the machines, how they print the tabulator tapes, how they bag up the ballots, how they transfer the information from the tabulators via these flash drives, and how they take that to the county building. You can be a part of that. If you've never seen it, you've never done it before, I highly recommend that you do it. It's very, very, very simple. So appreciate if you would take the time to do that, find out about it, definitely follow up on it. Call your local clerk and find out how you can get involved. Actually, some local clerks may actually be looking for poll workers. You may be too late to get trained, but they might make an exception. They might be able to give you some specialized training. I'm not sure. Just find out from your local clerk. Contact your local clerk. They are the best source to find this information out. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.